westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Elf, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. Crypto exchange Bitstamp tweeted, quote, "We're halting trading at FTT and CEL on November 22nd, 2022 at 12 o'clock p.m. UTC. Withdrawals will still be possible after this date. If you plan on performing any more trades, please do so before the deadline. Withdrawals will still be possible after this date." Well, if I were you and I had something on FTT, I would take my financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. El Salvador President Nayib Bukele and Justin Sun, the founder of the Tron Cryptocurrency Network, have decided to accumulate Bitcoin at a pace of one Bitcoin per day. The strategy of purchasing Bitcoin on a set schedule instead in reaction to market movements is known as dollar cost averaging, or DCA. The advantage of DCA is that it removes the emotional component of decision making, and you end up paying less in dollar terms for the investment over the long run than you would spend while timing the market. Analysts are worried that Bitcoin could slide to $13,000, having already lost 76% since hitting a record high of $69,000 a year ago. In other news, the Bahamas securities regulator says it ordered FTX crypto transferred to government wallets. The regulator said it needed urgent interim regulatory action to protect creditors. It's unclear why the commission made the announcement 5 days after placing the order. It's also unclear whether and when exactly these transfers may have occurred. SCB Executive Director Christina Roll did not answer a phone call. Well, there could be a reason for that. She probably didn't charge her phone. And Major League Baseball's commissioner says it's a pretty good bet FTX patches won't be on umpires next season. The league's commissioner, Rob Manfred, said the MLB has been really religious about staying away from coins, calling the FTX deal a meaningful deal for us. The partnership has been one of the crypto exchange's most publicly visible sponsorships to date and began when FTX became the official cryptocurrency exchange brand of MLB in June 2021. It's the latest in a slew of high-profile sponsorship deals to follow through in the wake of the exchange's November 11th bankruptcy filing. Prior to the MLB news, multi-year stadium naming rights deals with FTX were dropped by both the NBA's Miami Heat and the University of California. Well, in coming days, I'm quite sure we'll have more on FTX. And that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.